Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. Now we're on the last lesson of mastering your masculinity. So let's look at this. So this is lesson 24 of Pillar 4. So this is the final chapter, and this is mastering masculinity and making a plan. So this exercise is designed to be an ongoing journey for your whole lifetime. It's taking the information you've already been gathering and make it become part of your life. So one of the things you want to present to your group, you want to share with them the big things that you're going to be working on, that you're working on now to gain strength and mastery at becoming good at being a man. So this part of the chapter shows the full masculine, the map of masculinity. It looks like a big compass, has all the parts to it, and we've kind of walked through each of those parts, all the cornerstones, the archetypes, the muscles, the benchmarks, the X and Y axes. And so we're able to see all of what it really is. And these are all parts of our masculinity as men. And so let's kind of finish this up. Sorry, I'm kind of breathing hard because I just got done lifting. Talk about being masculine, huh? So I'm still breathing. All right, so there it is in all its glory. The Solid Man map of masculinity in all of its working parts. So now your goal is to master it. You've read the concepts. You have seen how each of the concepts move with the others. You have a good idea of how it all plays out in real life. Now, the challenge is for you to begin to build proficiency, competence, and mastery with this really significant and vital internal resource that you have. So, remember that the map is not the territory. It's just a map. You are the territory. You're the land upon which these concepts become real. We all have our own unique topography, so make it your own. So with this map, I'm just giving out a skeleton of the structure of how masculinity could take shape in your life. It's not just giving the muscles and guts, but now you'll give it passion and vision. So let's get to mastering your masculinity. First concept is mastery. So mastery is skill, competence, or knowledge over a subject or an area of expertise. Many people talk about mastery as a journey of 10,000 hours of deliberate practice until we begin to master anything. It's actually looking like 25,000 hours is more like it. So it's not like the movie The Matrix, where he just plugged that thing in the back of his head and downloaded stuff. Remember how I said, I know Kung Fu? So instead of like that, it's going to take time and effort. It's a journey, as well as a destination, but it's a destination with which you probably will not be satisfied in the end. You're going to want to strive for more anyway. So mastering will require drive, discipline, focus, desire, time, and passion. And for some, depending on the area of mastery, it will seem to just come naturally. So then this begs the question, do you have to be born this way to master something? Is it the thought that if you have got it, you got it? Wait, is it the thought that if you got it, you got it? Or does it have to be developed? Well, that answer is yes and yes, because there are limitations. You do have to have the raw materials. So master basketball like Michael Jordan? Maybe not, since I don't have his body, his drive, or the hops. I can enjoy basketball. I actually played very small college ball, but I will never achieve his level of mastery. You'll need the specific raw materials in order to master certain things. It's the same when I learned the basics of guitar. But since I don't have much of a sense of rhythm, I would never really be able to master guitar, which has also hindered my ability to master dancing. My wife and I have enjoyed learning dancing. Sometimes it has some public humiliation, but it's a lot of fun to do. I could not easily figure out if it was 4-4 time or 3-4 time, but that kind of determines which kind of dancing you'll choose at any given moment. So I did enjoy it, but I don't think I'm ever going to master dancing. All that to say is you do need the raw materials. We all did cheer for Rudy Rudiger as he played in the game in Rudy, but it was as far as he got with football. He did have the drive, but didn't necessarily have the physique. I guess he later mastered being a motivational speaker. That's great for him. The point is that we do need the tools for that particular arena we wish to master. Some things we need a certain level of brain power, a certain level of athleticism. Sometimes we need money or strength, or maybe a very intense personality, or a very laid-back personality. Whatever it is we want to pursue, we must be honest if we have or don't have the raw materials to be able to master that thing. So do not think that what is hard for you to master is humanly impossible. Wait, let me say this again. This is a quote from Marcus Aurelius, not me. Quote, "Do not think that what is hard for you to master is humanly impossible. And if it is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach." Unquote. Marcus Aurelius. Aurelius is saying that if it's humanly possible, it is in your reach. As a man, you have the raw materials to master masculinity. Therefore, it's possible. You may have limitations in some areas, but you'll have strengths in others. This is how it will become yours. You give it the shape that your own personal interests, strength, passions, weaknesses, wounds, victories, physical boundaries, gifts, and incompetencies will come together to create. According to Robert Greene, in his book, Mastery, your path to mastery contains three distinct phases. The first is apprenticeship, the second is the creative/active, and the third is mastery itself. Apprenticeship is the instruction stage. You will do what you can to learn everything you can about that field of study. Here, it's important to find a mentor, a coach, or a sage who's been already down this road. This stage is the silent, unseen preparation. Learning the basic elements and rules, going over the fundamentals over and over, again and again, making mistakes over and over, again and again. This is where you must have the beginner's mind and just be humble. This practice stage is often called surrender because you are giving your time and often you don't see results. This is Mr. Miyagi telling you to wax on, wax off. You might lose your motivation because it's tedious and you don't see the point. You must have willingness to feel awkward, to look silly, or to just be incompetent. You must be okay with growing and getting better. You do know how incompetent you are, and it helps you to move ahead. It will seem rigorous, and it will take dedication and grit. In the creative active stage, you will start to see how things connect with one another. It will feel more like intention. You will slow it down, ingraining it into your muscle memory. Whatever it is, it will become part of you. Brain pathways will begin to shift. Your vision for mastery will become clearer and clearer. But at this stage, you will plateau. There will be negative feedback loops which want to keep you the same. Something in you will want to keep the old homeostasis, to keep it 98.6 degrees. You must fight through this and embrace the positive feedback loop which wants the change, wants the new you. Passion is one thing that will push you through negative feedback loops. You can't be in it without a whole heart or do it half fast. You have to be all in during this stage, or you'll never experience mastery. You will push the envelope, find new paths, experience new proficiencies, and expand your practice. You will see your progress, that you're getting the hang of it, and maybe feel somewhat competent. But remember, you're still in the 10,000 to 25,000 hour stage. Then comes mastery. Your degree of knowledge, experience, and focus is so deep that you can now see the whole picture with complete clarity, allowing you to perform your tasks with seemingly minimal effort. The skills, knowledge, and movements have become hardwired into your brain and muscles. Things begin to feel second nature. Now, there is now more intuition. You don't need to think so much about what you're doing. Seemingly somewhat effortless, your actions and behaviors engage your internal intuition and logic process. You improvise on the fly, without consideration. It's as though you don't have to be conscious of your well-developed competence. You can improvise. You just do it. You're now truly a creator. As you master your life, you will create beautiful things. Bridges, flower gardens, artwork, all kinds of art, housing renovations, math equations, athletic displays, healthy kids, mechanical wonders, inspiring speeches, technological pathways, musical experiences, or new ways to make love to your wife. You will begin to create your own realm of practice. You'll push into new opportunities. You'll begin to make stuff happen that you never knew that you could. You will begin to initiate unimagined possibilities and expand your life. This is mastery, the creator. One significant problem as we master anything is a concept called domain dependent. This means that the domain that I have mastered works well only in one domain. For instance, a fish out of water does not look like the masterful swimmer he is when he's in the water. Or the world's best cellist has no competence in the octagon. These are extreme examples, but they do lay out an aspect of how to master masculinity. Masculinity is domain independent. Masculinity is real, powerful, and influential across many domains, no matter if you're coaching Little League Baseball, running for political office, or cooking dinner. But the pitfall would be to limit your vision to think it's only good at picking up women, or in competitive sports, or that it's inherently just a bad disturbance in the force, toxic masculinity. Masculinity is designed to cross many domains and remain significant wherever it goes. So mastering your own life and mastering your masculinity prepares you well for life. Mastery is a significant provider of power in every area of your life. If that power is the ability to get something done, mastery seems to be the engine behind that. The more you pursue mastery, the more competence, freedom, and influence you will have. Your capital, both social and financial, will potentially increase. With more power, your ability to choose and create the life you want will increase. Your presence will become more noticed and influential wherever you go. You will become more confident. Until then, just be okay with being a beginner. You're just starting. So let's make it happen. What does it look like to master your masculinity? Now it's important to take the map that I've outlined as a skeleton and then begin to put your muscles on it. It's your task to take this information and give it life, to make it your own. So here's some of the steps to get the ball rolling in the right direction. So assess where you are with each cornerstone: currency, benchmark, muscle, archetype, and the distortions. So the cornerstones, if you remember, are fortitude, courage, autonomy, and connection. The currencies, strength, vulnerability, freedom, and love. The benchmarks, power four, solid frame, expansive, and passion. The muscles and their following TLAs, you remember, three-letter acronym, provider, which is BYC, build your capital. Protector, BYP, build your power. Honor, which is IWD, be impeccable with word and deed. Integrity, HTC, which is hold the center. Explorer, PTV, penetrate the void. Initiator, MSH, make shit happen. Thumos, LWH, live wholehearted. And Eros, PIP, pursue intimacy passionately. The archetypes, the warrior, the king, the creator, and the lover. The distortions, having power over or powerlessness, unreliability, spinelessness, lack of leadership, passivity, oblivious, being caught up in the domesticate, being domesticated, a closed heart, impulsivity or compulsivity, and abuse. So determine which areas you want to develop and grow. At the end of this chapter, I'll have some questions and tools to give yourself an idea about what areas that you need specific attention. You probably already know by just what you read. Assessing will help give you an idea of what to prioritize first, and then what will be next. Or you could do a number of things at once. You just make the plan how you want it. So project manage this thing. Make it happen. So here's an idea of project management steps. Many of you actually do this every day at work. So just make it happen with yourself, with your masculinity. So the first step in project management is conceptualize a vision. That's what you want. Then define your objectives. What will it look like? And then develop an intentional motivation. Why do you want to do this? Second thing, develop a plan. Outline the steps you'll take. Consider potential obstacles and problems and assess the resources that you need. So problems may be, if my wife doesn't want me to do this, or if I don't have much money. Overcoming your obstacles is part of how masculinity will grow in you. You may find resources like books, podcasts, conferences, hiring a coach, attending a group, doing your counseling, or whatever. It will be like an investment, just mastering anything. So three, commit those resources to your project and begin to initiate the work implementing the steps that you've outlined. And four, as you continue through the project, continually assess your progress, reassessing and making changes as needed to achieve your goals. So begin the process of mastering your masculinity. So use the appendix questions at the end to give you ideas about what specific aspects to begin building. So think about your vision. What do you want? Your objectives. How are you going to do this? Your motivation. Why you're going to do this? Creating your basic plan. What you're going to do. And create the steps. What are you going to do one at a time? And then consider your potential obstacles. Think about the resources you need and the support you need. When you're going to start it. And then, like I said, as you continue on, check your progress and reassess where you're at and what you need. So this is all about defining and creating what you want to be as a man. It is the be and not the do with your life. Remember that masculinity is what you are, not what you do. As you seek to master this, make it your own. I've given you an outline of many characteristics, virtues, and aspects of what a man is. Now it's your turn to decide how it will look for you. Whatever it looks like, be that man with passion and resolve. Remember that you will start as an apprentice, gaining instruction and practicing basic fundamentals. This will take some time. It will be clumsy, so be patient and stay with it. This is where having other men along with you, is essential. They're going to help you keep on the path. Then, when you begin to get this down, it becomes muscle memory, you'll move into the creative active stage. In the trades, this is the world of the journeyman. You know what you're doing, you're good at what you're doing, but it's not quite second nature yet. So this is where you'll plateau, which could be very frustrating. Again, just stay with it and be patient with yourself. Keep your men close. They'll keep you going. Eventually, you begin to become a master of your own self, to master your own masculinity. You will begin to truly create the life you want. You will begin to make that life and all the things that you want in it. You will be the man you've always wanted to be, and that is your reward. There's two books that I would recommend on this topic, Mastery by George Leonard and Mastery by Robert Greene. The authors come to the concept from different angles, and each has a unique style of writing, but both books really tell great stories about mastery and how to gain mastery in life. So let's look at a conclusion here. To master your masculinity, you must know who you are. You must remember the deep truths that exist deep within you. You must awaken the internal realities of your masculine soul. You must find and join other men who are on this journey and men who have gone before you. You must find the true narrative of your life and throw out all the BS that we have been taught about ourselves for the last half century or more. It's a quote by Jack Donovan. Quote, "Look around you. Which man do you want by your side in the zombie apocalypse?" Unquote. That's the kind of guy you want, a man who has mastered his masculinity. The map that I've presented is a model. And there's other models, so it doesn't matter what you do from here, except that you do move forward with discovering who you really are. From that, let your internal resources, masculinity being one of the most powerful resources, let them run your life. Not external narratives, what would make people happy with you, or what it means to live up to everybody else's expectations. That's externally motivated. Make sure you're powerfully internally motivated by what's inside you. Take all the information, the ideas and concepts that I've presented, and begin to build your version of you, your version of your masculine self. If you lean into the solid frame world and don't necessarily want to build a family, do that. Or do the opposite and build a family. If you have a more sensitive heart, do protection the way that that kind of man does it. Maybe not with so much physical force and intimidation, but maybe it's vigilance and avoiding danger, equally as valuable. All these concepts are essential to your masculine soul. How you play them out is up to you. So remember who you are and be that man. So here's our assessment questions. So it might be good if you're listening in on this to go ahead and take this and print it out and kind of make your plan that way. But I'll read it out to you here just so you have a good idea of what it is. So with these questions, you'll begin to get an idea for yourself about where your strengths, weaknesses, and imbalances are. The idea is to build your masculine self into a balanced machine with all the aspects at play in your life. You'll be naturally good at some, and some will need to be built with a lot of intention. Remember, this is about creating a good sense of how you want to build your own type and style of masculinity. It is yours. Make it what you want it to be. Take the stuff I'm outlining and build it how you want it. What I have outlined are significant parts of a masculine soul. How you develop it and balance it out is totally up to you. There are tensions, paradoxes, cornerstones, currencies, benchmarks, muscles, archetypes, and distortions to assess. Take time to consider how well these are balanced into your life. Then make a plan to build the things you want to make happen first. Remember, this is a lifelong journey for each man, so make the plan for the long game. Make short-term plans and have an idea for long-term goals as well. It will be good just to write some of the stuff down about where you are and where you're at. Have the beginner's mind and remember you are at the stages, the beginning stages of mastery. You're just an apprentice and it's going to take practice and repetition. First, you just need to see where you are in each category and then make a plan. It'll be very customized for you because you're uniquely designed to carry this the way that you are meant to. It can be very overwhelming, but keep yourself steady and ready to build. These questions are designed just to get the idea of the state of being as you develop masculine concepts into your life. There's no right or wrong. It's just an assessment designed to help you grow and develop mastery of your masculinity. Challenge yourself to do the things that will push you into areas of discomfort and expose you to things that you may never have considered. So, masculinity basics. Back to the beginning of this. Where do you fall on the spectrum of nature versus nurture, or the concept that masculinity is a brute fact, or an idea created by culture? How so? So I've got the line with nurture, that it's just an idea on the left, nature, and that it's a brute fact on the right. So on this line, where would you put an X to think how you fall, or where you believe masculinity is on that spectrum? The next, I have a 1 to 10 scale on the next bunch of questions. So how have you been caught in the trap of believing masculinity was determined by external constructs, like how you look, the size of your penis, how many women you've had sex with, or your status, like money, car, job, stuff like that, rather than internals like integrity, courage, passion, personal internal strength, or wise choices and actions? So on the left is external, and the right is internal by 10. So think about where are you at on that scale? So in what ways have you gotten caught up in the whole thing of the externals or the man rules that define masculinity? The next question. To what degree do you believe masculinity is essentially good, or do you believe it's inherently toxic? Assess this from your own personal place. You as a man, is it okay or not okay? Toxic is over by 1, good is by 10. Why do you think that is? Whatever your answer is. And when you consider the idea of mastering your masculinity, what seems like an obstacle? What seems doable? What seems exciting? Next is tension and paradox. How would you assess your ability to stay in tension? With conflict, discomfort, not knowing, or just paradox or plain anxiety? Not okay. 1. To being okay and comfortable with it is 10. Where are you at in that? How much do you feel confident with the low-risk side of life as you hold fast with fortitude and strength? That's being a fort where all inside are safe and secure. 10 being okay on the right, 1 being not okay on the left. How much do you feel confident with the high-risk side of life as you engage openly with courage and vulnerability? How are you being open with your heart and your experience? 10 on the right, okay, not okay with 1 on the left. How much do you feel confident with the attached side of relationships as you build connection and love in your life? How do you feel competent or incompetent with relationships? Okay on the right, not okay on the left. How much do you feel confident with the detached side of relationships, with the side of autonomy and freedom? Are you free to move and be as you wish or want as an autonomous person? Okay on the right, not okay on the left. How well do you think you balance the tension between fortitude and strength with courage and vulnerability? And how do you carry both categories at the same time? Okay or not okay? How well do you balance the tension between connection and love with autonomy and freedom? How do you balance those categories? Okay or not okay? So, look back at your answers and what really stands out to you. What seems important? This is going to be how you're able to look and see how proficient you are. So which ones are you proficient in and what are you not so good at? If you're to choose what you were to work on right now, which ones would they be? So kind of list them out 1 to 5 and just kind of have which ones are the most important that I need to work on now and what areas would I want to wait on to build later. Now let's look at the cornerstones. So remember that fortitude is an environment of low risk as it holds a safe space that is safe and secure for everybody inside. Fortitude is wisdom with making choices that are conservative and safe. It is powerful and protective. Fortitude is not open, nor is it vulnerable. So how are you with building power and strength in your life, becoming as strong as possible? Okay or not okay? Next is courage. Courage only exists in the face of vulnerability or danger. So courage is found in the world of high risk. Courage is the ability and willingness to confront fear, pain, danger, uncertainty, or intimidation with intentional action or voice. Physical courage is holding fast in the face of physical pain, hardship, death, or threat of death. While moral courage is the capacity to act rightly in the face of opposition, shame, scandal, or discouragement. So what degree does this describe you? Courage is yes on the right, no on the left. Connection is the interaction with others where you are respected, seen, known, loved, and wanted. Connection exists when other people know your story, they accept you, and they're in this journey with you. So how does this describe you? Very much on 10 or not much on the left. Autonomy is having integrity with your being. It's having that internal frame of reference. It's having the freedom to be yourself, to pursue that which pleases you, and to helps you thrive. Autonomy is personal freedom, healthy true identity, authenticity, control over your own life, being an individual, and having personal power and influence. How much does that describe your life? Very much or not much? How have you lost autonomy in your family of origin, and what could you do to get it back? So take a look at your answers on the cornerstones. What stands out to you? What seems important? What are you proficient in, and what are you not so good at? If you were to choose what you want to work on right now, what would it be? What would be the areas that you want to wait on to build later? The currencies or commodities. Strength. How have you honed in on the fact that you only have so much bandwidth to give in your life? How have you settled on the fact that you'll choose only to care for those close to you and very few other people, or very few causes that you have energy to spend and resources on? Okay or not okay? With your commodity of strength, do you have a good sense of how and when you will use your resources of strength? Okay or not okay? Freedom. How much have you been enslaved to addictions, family of origin stuff, or validation from women, or the expectations of others? Not much or very much? With your commodity of freedom, do you have balance with how you spend your time on things that are important or wise? Or you could talk about things that are a priority. Okay or not okay? Vulnerability. How much do you understand how vulnerability is a masculine ideal when we engage in risk, courage, and living with an open heart? Very much or not so much? With your commodity of vulnerability, do you have a good idea about how, to whom, and when to be open with the deeper parts of your life? Okay or not okay? With love, since love is the highest virtue, to what degree do you think you will live this out? Very much, not so much. With the commodity of love, have you streamlined your use of passion and desire so that you've developed the depth that you desire with... That question doesn't work. You've developed a depth that I desire with the ones that I desire. I don't even know what I'm getting at with that question, but just think about how you spend your commodity of love. I think that's a big part of it. So take a look at your answers. What stands out to you? What seems important? And what are you proficient in? And what are you not so good at? And if you want to choose what you're going to work on right now, what would it be? And what areas would you wait on and build later? All right, now let's go ahead and look at benchmarks. So the four benchmarks, Power 4, Solid Frame, Expansive, and Passion. To which degree do you understand the idea that power is an abundant concept where there's plenty to build for everyone rather than a zero-sum concept where there's not enough? Abundant on one side, zero-sum on the other. The idea of Power 4 is not normally taught in any context. How well does this idea make sense or ring true with you about what you know about your power and your strength? To which degree do you understand the concept of solid frame in your life? Do you totally understand it, or not so much? The idea of solid frame is basically what the solid man process is all about. So building a good solid frame within your being as a man is what this is. To what degree do you think that you have gained that solid frame? Expansive means that a man is active, empowered, and free. His presence is expansive, moving and growing as he makes a positive difference and influencing with purpose. How much does that describe you? Quite so, or not so much? The idea of expansive is new to most men. How well does this idea make sense or ring true with what you know about your desire to make a difference or to create, creating art, solutions, or experiences? How comfortable are you with the idea that passion is a two-sided coin with desire and drive on one side and suffering and emptiness on the other? Passion in life has to do with suffering as well as desire, engaging in the most positive and difficult aspects of life intentionally. How much does that describe you? So take a look at your answers. What stands out to you and what seems important? What are you proficient in and what are you're not so good at? If you were to choose what you wanted to work on right now, which ones would they be? And which ones do you want to wait on to build on later? So let's look at the muscles and the TLAs. First one is provider, with the TLA of BYC, or build your capital. As a provider, I think I'm capable, reliable, responsible, and generous. How is that true? How is it not true? I understand that providing is not just providing money, but about being present and available to those that I love. Therefore, I pursue personal growth to have a strong presence within my primary relationships, providing time, leadership, and attention. How's that true or not true? I'm on an intentional quest to increase and build my abilities to earn by seeking knowledge, competence, freedom, and mastery in my vocation, business, and finance. How's that true and not true? The protector, BYP, build your power. As a protector, I am vigilant, prepared, and ready to sacrifice. True or not true? I have developed my ability and skill to make myself a very capable protector. True or not true? I have good balance in my life with good self-care so I can maintain good presence as I build my capacity for providing and protecting. True, not true. I'm intentional about increasing and building my power and ability to protect me by seeking competence, freedom, and mastery in my physical health, my abilities, and my strength. I'm empowering myself to be more vigilant and able to create safety and protection. True or not true? Honor, IWD, being impeccable in word and deed. As a man of honor, I think I have a good sense of right and wrong, with a code of ethic and my sense of honor guides my big and small decisions during my day. True, not true. I'm very in tune with my sense of justice, personal responsibility, personal authority, fidelity, and personal conviction. These aspects of honor have deep meaning for me. True or not true? I have a strong internal moral compass, so in my interactions, opinions, and what I say and what I do has no hint of hypocrisy, deceit, or inconsistency. True or not true? Integrity, HTC, hold the center. I have a strong sense of internal integrity, where I have a strong frame, a sense of wholeness, completeness, and integration of my good internal resources. I feel solid. True or not true? I have developed my ability, skill, and capability to have a very strong internal fortitude. Most often, intention, or when things fall apart, my center holds. True or not true? I have good balance in my life with good self-care so I can maintain good presence as I build my capacity for honor and integrity. True, not true. When things get rough with conflict, criticism, or tension, I am able to hold the center without crumbling. True, or usually, or not so much. Explorer, PTV, penetrate the void. As an explorer, I'm a man of adventure and play, very active and engaged in life. True or not true? What I have developed is I have developed my capacity and ability to get myself out there to see and experience what life has to offer. I go and learn because there's so much out there that's new to me. True or not true? The initiator, MSH, make shit happen. I am an initiator. I'm intentional and purposeful, and I make stuff happen. True or not true? If there's something I want to experience, I will do what I can to make it so. I have developed my ability and skill to make myself a very capable initiator. True or not true? I have good balance in my life with good self-care so I can maintain good presence as I build my capacity for exploring and initiating. True or not true? Thumos, LWH, live wholehearted. As a man of Thumos, I think I have a deep love of life and could be described as a man of vigor and vitality. True or not true? I have developed a capacity and lifestyle of fire in the belly, Thumos. True or not true? I'm a man who lives with a whole heart. True, not true. The next one is Eros, which is PIP, pursue intimacy passionately. As a man of Eros, I am deeply motivated for connection and intimacy on many levels. True, not true. I have developed my ability and skill to become competent with erotic aspects of life. True or not true? I have good balance in my life with good self-care so I can maintain good presence as I build my capacity for Thumos and Eros in my life with intent. True or not true? I am a man who does pursue intimacy passionately. True or false? Now, take a look at your answers and what stands out to you, what seems important, and which parts do you feel like you're good at and which not so much. And if you're to think of which parts would I want to work on right now, what would they be? And what areas do you want to build on later? Let's look at the archetypes. The warrior, king, creator, and lover. When it comes to considering yourself as a warrior who stands in the way of unsafe situation, difficulties, insecurity, and even evil, how does that feel to say that? It's okay, not okay. When it comes to considering yourself as a king who has a strong sense of sovereignty or calling your own shots, how ready are you with the idea of building your own kingdom, even if it's just you at the start? when it comes to consider yourself as a creator, where there are things, artwork, pathways, buildings, kids, whatever, that exist in the world because you exist, how does that motivate you or not? When it comes to considering yourself as a lover who pursues and enjoys the many abundant, intimate, exciting moments that this life offers, how much of that description fit you? Now take a look at your answers, just like every other part of this. What stands out? What seems important? What are you good at? What are you not so good at? If you were to choose what you really wanted to work on, what would it be? And what could you work on later? Let's look at the distortions. So here's the distortions: power over, powerless, unreliable, spineless, external point of reference, lack of leadership, passivity, oblivious, being domesticated, the closed heart, impulsivity or compulsivity, and abuse. With the distortion of power over, to which degree do you think you struggle with controlling behavior, being too forceful, passive aggressiveness, or trying to dominate over in an unhealthy way? Not much or very much. With the distortion of being powerless, to which degree do you think you struggle with giving up your power or not feeling comfortable with your strength? Unreliability is when I'm not able to follow through. I don't show up on time, I procrastinate, and when people just can't really count on me. How does that describe you or not? With the distortion of being spineless, to which degree do you think you struggle with spinelessness or not standing up for what's important or for what you need? How hard is it for you to say no? With the distortion of the external reference, to which degree do you think you still struggle with being a pleaser, living for approval, or having expectations run your life? Leadership is your ability to influence people around you and to be empowered to reach goals. The distortion is not having that kind of presence. How is that for you? With the distortion of passivity, or flaccid, to what degree do you think you struggle with inaction, fear, or just damned if I do, damned if I don't, passivity? You struggle with it or not? Oblivious is not being aware, awake, or noticing what's around you, or happening inside of you. How oblivious are you? With the distortion of being domesticated, to which degree do you think you have given in to home life logistics, to work, to keeping it all together, or you've lost the wild man, or that part of you that likes adventure, or maybe bending the rules a bit? With the distortion of alexithymia, remember that's the whole idea of not being aware of your emotional processes or being closed off, I have become much more open, observant, connected with deep parts of my heart, like emotions, desire, and spirit in my life. Is it true or not true? With the distortion of compulsivity, or impulsivity, which is actually addiction, or avoiding the void, or numbing out, or escaping difficult feelings or situations, with various types of counterfeits, alcohol, sex, validation, buying gear, stuff like that, how have I become much more able to stay in the difficult moment without avoiding, escaping, or numbing? To what degree are you forceful to get your way, controlling, or passive-aggressive? Like always, take a look at those answers. What stands out? What are you good at? What are you not good at? What would you choose to work on right now if you needed to? Something's going to stand out. And what would you want to build on later? So here's what we want to do. We want to choose what to build first. So what areas that we've been talking about do you feel deficient? And what areas are you proficient? So looking at the entire map of masculinity, which areas are you excited about? Which areas are you chomping at the bit to get built into your life? What areas are you not excited about? But what areas do you really want that you don't have? So let's make a plan. This is where it's all project management, remember? So you list top five things you want to build into your life first. What are those five things? And what are five areas that will be next? And what are five areas that are going to just have to wait? For each of those that you listed on the first list, think of three things you could do to become more confident with that one concept. For instance, if you describe the thing being a man of Thumos, you could read Sam Keen's book, Fire in the Belly, or read Paul Coughlin's book, Unleashing Courageous Faith. You could talk to anybody you know that has this kind of thumotic life. You can listen to podcasts about men who have built their passion for life. You could ask your friends what they think. This is going to take some research to get some great ideas. If you have a coach or mentor, they may have some good ideas as well. So what would you list? Let's say you're looking for Thumos. What five things could you do to begin to build Thumos into your life? So that's just an example, but you know there's a ton of different things that you have that you could be doing. So that's the end of this lesson. Actually, it's the end of the whole lesson of the mastering your masculinity. What this lesson was all about is helping you to be able to get an assessment, think about what are the areas that I really want to work on, and start to make a plan. Like I said, project manage this thing. Go from point A to point B. Point A is where you're at now. Point B is your vision for life. This is where I want to go. This is what I want to build into my life. And this is me taking it where I want to go, point A to point B. And here's all the different things that I'm going to do to really make that happen. So with that, guys, that's mastering your masculinity. And I hope this has been incredibly helpful for you. I know it has been for me just to map this thing out and think through what's my masculinity all about and how do I actually build this into my life. So again, it's all about working on this together with other men. So that would be the best idea, get two or three other guys or guys that if you're in a group right now, to be able to really start thinking about how do I actually take myself from point A to point B to become a stronger, more masculine man. I hope this has been really helpful with pillar four. The next pillar is pillar five with loving others well. I'm still developing that, but we will see what that looks like soon. So guys, as always, stay solid, my friends.